Grand jury blasts Grossmont School Board over terminated LGBTQ+ mental health services. The Grossmont Union High School District is facing what observers are calling its most serious governance crisis in decades, after a San Diego County civil grand jury report published June 4th found that the board's decision to terminate mental health services was based on falsehoods and misrepresentations. The report made 10 specific recommendations, including allowing San Diego Youth Services, which had provided 6 mental health clinicians and suicide prevention programs, to return and serve 3 high schools through its East County Behavioral Health Clinic. The crisis stems from a July 2023 vote by trustees Gary Woods, Jim Kelly, and Robert Shield to deny contract renewal with the organization, leaving students without those services for 4 months. 2 lawsuits filed in April allege a coordinated anti-LGBTQ+ agenda. 9 former librarians claim the board majority banned books with LGBTQ+ content and retaliated against library staff. And a second suit by former special education director Tenzin Pelling alleges she was demoted twice as part of systematic discrimination. The board majority, Scott Eckert, Robert Shield, Jim Kelly, and Gary Woods, now faces legal challenges, grand jury criticism, and community pressure. The district has 90 days to formally respond to the grand jury report. The November 2026 elections are expected to serve as a significant test of whether the community endorses or repudiates the board's direction. Despite the governance turmoil, the district successfully graduated 4,725 students across 9 comprehensive high schools on June 3rd and 4th, including graduates from Santana High School and West Hills High School in Santee. On the field, the Padres fell 7-3 to Baltimore, dropping to 35-33 and sitting 8 games behind the Dodgers in the National League West. Xander Bogaerts, returning from the paternity list, continued to struggle offensively, posting at 6.59 OPS through 63 games.